Hello, Brandon.
Hey, Brandon, it's Kevin, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Oh, hey, Kevin. Good, man. I'm in like trucks. I might lose service here. I'm in a bad area.
Oh, no problem.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine now.
Okay. So, as far as the loan right now, I'm actually putting that on hold because I'm exploring some other options to get better rates and longer term.
Well, that's kind of what I was calling you about. So, I guess for one, what kind of options are you looking into?
Well, I'm looking into a an interest-only loan that, hold on. That would give me a lot more time to pay back the principal. And so that's going to be, you know, something that's going to work out for me better. And I'm getting it at like a 5 or 6% rate. So I'm just trying to figure out what's going to make the most sense for me.
Yeah, I understand.
Because, you know, that at $2,000 a week, that's just, I can't, I don't think I can handle $2,000 a week.
I hear you. How is this interest only program working, or what is it, what's it all about? How's it collateralized? Who's it through?
It's, through, B of A. And it's through the company as the collateral. So I'm just in the process of going through that. I mean, it hasn't gone through, so, you know, I guess worst case scenario, I might come back. But at this point, this seems to be a better fit for me money-wise.
Yeah. No, here's the thing. I mean, I've been doing this for 16 years. That's a bunch of smoke and mirrors.
Okay.
Nobody ever gets approved for those. It makes absolutely no sense. I mean, B of A, Wells Fargo, none of those guys are lending to small businesses at all. I did reach out to a friend of mine who works for a bank out of New York. They're publicly traded, and he's given me some terms on a 3-year for you.
Okay.
Same type of program. It's working capital. It's cash. You use the money as you wish. I believe I have a weekly option on that one as well. And it's pretty cheap, especially for 3 years. I can get you some numbers on those. Here's the thing, though. They charge an origination fee for their loan. You don't have to come out of pocket. You know, it comes out of the loan amount. And then you would have to pay us a fee for placing the loan, because it wouldn't necessarily be going through me. I would be essentially referring you to him.
Okay.
I'll email you the numbers on that so you can take a look at it.
Okay.
Payment is much, much less because it's a 3-year loan. So I just wanted to kind of go over those options first with you, because, again, you would have to pay us a fee for placing the loan. But I think it's still going to be, you know, something that you'll like, because it's 3 years. And you can do, I think you can do 80 if you want 80 as opposed to 100. So I'll shoot you over those numbers. I just wanted to give you a heads up ahead of time before I sent those over, so you knew I was going to send them. And then I'll give you a call in a couple hours after you get a chance to look at them.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I'm open to look, figure out whatever's going to be.
Okay. Then I will, I'll shoot those over. And then, like I said, I'll give you a call in a couple hours. So I need to, these guys are somewhat impatient. He's kind of doing me a favor because it's the end of the month. Obviously, we're not going to get it done today. We could if you really wanted the money and needed it today. But as far as, you know, their approvals and stuff like that, they like to have that stuff all done, you know, by month end. So if it's something that looks appealing to you, I can get an approval from him today. At least that'll make him happy.
All right, yeah. Send me over the email. I'll take a look at it and go from there.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
All right. Thanks, Kevin.
Oh, you got it.
All right. Bye.
Bye.